when you show me corresponding to a with mami, das ein base. When you show me on das mem alas, amad alas, and Mishnah, that's halacha mov. Chamish chaburis, you show us a picture, then echad, which are very men, a with a chabur, a chabur. Five groups spent Shabbos in a hall, each has an opening to the rosa. They shall say each group can fill a paper with just, so they need an eruv to transfer them among each other. Each group must be ma'ariv, means give towards the eruv in the chatzah. The kelaimim eruv achas v'kulam. The kelaimim say that they are considered one with just, so they transfer among themselves without an eruv. One eruv in the chatzah suffices for all of them. The ma'idim she mixasam shurim chadorim oivan yos she mesvichim eruv v'kulam v'kulam. If they agree that they are in rooms or attics, each must be ma'ariv. The Gemara says, "Traklin b'shmihem v'chotzer le'batim," which is "Hayusham filiyos k'mi shehein batim." The Gemara says that the hall in front of them is like a chotzer of the houses. If there were chitzos between the group, if they were houses, even before of the Gemara. Man and Taimen, what's the case? Im b'shayu filiyos. Magiris are the favorites to Ammoidi Shehen Ma'arbin Eruv Chokhambor Chabur. If the Chitzas reach the ceiling beams, we will agree that every group needs its own Eruv. In Sham, the Filinis, Magiris are the favorites to Ammoidi Ma'arbin Eruv Chokhambor. If the Chitzas do not reach the ceiling beams, we will agree that they make one Eruv for all of them. Again, and Kaimen, Kishahayu, Filinis, Kabois, and so on. The answer is well, the case is that the chitzas are 10 from the tall, but they don't reach the ceiling. Shavin, Shem, Hoyu, Shutzim, Be'isa, Vital, Shutzim, Arvin, Eruv, Echad, Ekulam. They agree that if they are partners in a go or group, they make one Eruv fall. Maybe Shane, Boy, Me'ata, Afil, Mixasim, Shuyim, Chadorim, Shane asked if so, even if some of them dwell in rooms or alleys, one Eruv should suffice for all of them. The Abba, Shem, Buddha, Shnei, שתי בתים זה לפנים מזה, עירב הפנימי אין החיצה נצרח לערב, עירב החיצה אין הפנימי נצרח לערב. The other quoting of Yudah said that if there are two houses, one inside the other, if the inner house was ma'ariv, the outer need not be ma'ariv, if the outer was ma'ariv, the inner must be ma'ariv. Amr b'nchus af b'mikhayim, halitin nosan l'pnimi, צרח לתם לחיצוין, nosan l'chiצוין אין הצרח לתם לפנימי. B'nchus said the applications of the blood of the Korban Pesach and Mitzrayim were the opposite. You put on the doorposts and the lintel of the inner house, you must put on those on the outer. You put on those on the outer, he need not put them on the inner. Rabbi Yaakov ben Acha, the Lord was named Shuvah Levi, Afilu Le'iruv HaPnimi, in Ashkhid Sein Sarach Arev, Lama, Nase Beisha. Rabbi Yaakov ben Acha, quoting Rabbi Yaakov, quoting Shuvah Levi, said, if the inner, even if the inner was not Ma'ariv, if his residents are not here, the outer needs not be ma'ariv. It doesn't forbid the chatzah. What's the reason? It's considered like a beis sha, an entrance hall. Milsei amma should be yesh beis sha le'yachid. Milsei derav amma yesh should say ein beis sha le'yachid. The Yeshua Levi's words show that the law of a beis sha applies to an individual with the lone houses inside. But Rav's words show that a Beisha does not apply to an individual. The Amar Rabbi Abba by Yehuda b'shem Rav had the Amar had the tema b'Beisha shal Rabim avol b'Beisha shal Yochid ve'ari ve'eruv adar sham ve'i ve'oise olav. The Amar by Yehuda quoting Rav the Mishnah teaches that an eruv placed in a Beisha is invalid. The one who lives there does not forbid, even if he's not ma'ariv. It refers to a beishah of rabbim, but a beishah of an individual, and the eruv placed there is valid, and one who lives there forbids. The Abba Mishem of Yehuda, Shnei Bnei Adam, Echad Sheyesh L'Rishus, Echad Sheyesh L'Rishus, Eruv Zeh Sheyesh L'Rishus, Utu Zeh Sheyesh L'Rishus. The Abba Bar Yehuda, quoting well, said if two people live in a house in a chotzer, one of them has Rishus, meaning his own house, and one of them does not have Rishus, the one who has a shus is the Arab, the one who does not have a shus is permitted. Yerv zesh ain a shus, le'yotah zesh yesh a shus. If the one who has no shus is the Arab, the one who has a shus is not permitted.